Making Peace, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Miranda Nation. They had just settled back in their deck chairs with mugs of coffee when their first potential customer appeared. Jasmine immediately stood up. "Let me know if I can help with anything," she said. "Thanks. I quite like this," the woman said, pointing to a small abstract painting. "But I'm looking for something larger. I have an enormous blank wall just begging for something big and bright." "Oh, well, I'm sure Sam could do a piece for you on commission," she said, looking back at Sam with raised eyebrows. "Of course," Sam said, taking the cue to get up and join Jasmine. "This is the artist, Sam Barrow," Jasmine said proudly. Sam put out her hand to the lady who shook it. "It's very nice to meet you. You have a lot of lovely pieces." "Thank you. I'd be very happy to do something especially for you and your space. Do you have a business card?" "Oh, no, I don't. But I'll be here next week." Hannah made a mental note to remind Sam to organise cards during the week. "Here, put your details on the back of one of mine, Sam," Jasmine said, producing a card and a pen from her bag. "Thanks," the woman said, accepting the card. "Ooh, you're an interior designer. Good to know." "Thanks again, I'll think about it," she said to Sam before moving away. "Damn, I didn't even think about business cards," Sam said. "Thanks for that, Jazz. You should have told him more about what you do while you're at it." "Sam, today is about you, not me. Why don't we quickly do up some handwritten cards? You can sacrifice a few pages from your sketchbook, can't you? You could also add some colour and details to each one, like swirls maybe," Hannah suggested. "Oh, what would I know? You're the artist," she added with a smile. "Okay," Sam said and set to work. "You know what we should do?" Jasmine said an hour later, when Sam had produced a dozen handmade business cards, and they'd watched plenty of people wander up, pause to check out their wares, and then keep walking. "What?" Sam and Hannah said at once. "Set Sam up as a working visual display." "A what?" Hannah asked. "You know, artist at work, an exhibit, sketching, painting, carving her lino. It would create interest and draw people in." "Oh, now that's a good idea," Hannah said. "What do you think, Sam?" "It's a bit gimmicky, isn't it? And I'm not sure I want people watching me while I work." "It's okay, it was only a suggestion," Jasmine said. "But you do realise we were looking over your shoulder and commenting on your business cards the whole time you were drawing them, don't you?" "Oh, you're right, you were. But strangers would be different. As I said, it's up to you. Maybe think about it for next week." "You could do one of your clever cartoon sketches," Hannah said. "They're awesome. Keep you from getting bored, too." Now they were all set up, there wasn't much to do but sit. Hannah was starting to feel that it was going to be a long day, especially if everyone kept wandering past without making a purchase or even asking questions. She wondered if it was because they were at the start of the line of stalls, and she hoped that people would come back after seeing what else was on offer at the other end.